At the Farm Progress Show, I am visiting with Scott Paddock, who is president of Chicagoland Speedway. And Scott, it's great to see you out here. I had a chance to be at your track, back a couple months ago for a race that the Illinois Corn Growers and Marquis Energy were involved in. But I understand you got another one coming up here. Why don't we start there and talk about what's the exciting news about this race coming up in September?
Absolutely. Well, we are very privileged to be able to host the first race in NASCAR's Chase for the Sprint Cup, their playoffs. And it's quite an honor for us. And NASCAR was looking for a major media market and a big platform to kick off their playoffs, and they chose Chicagoland, and we're honored to have that designation, and we're working hard to put on a great event. It's one of the most watched and followed sports in the United States, 75 million fans. It's broadcast in over 150 countries, so to be able to host the debut of their playoffs, that's huge.
What brings you out to the Farm Progress Show? That was the next one on my mind. Yeah.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting with a lot of the leadership from the Illinois Corn Growers back in our race in June and subsequently over the summer in downtown Chicago. And I know they're going to be coming back up for our big race weekend, September 16th through 18th. And they're going to have some combines and harvesters out there. We'll have over 100,000 fans there that weekend, so it's a great way for them to get their message out about the important role that the Illinois corn farmers and farmers in general play in society today.
So any truth to the rumor that we might get a couple different colored ones on the track, do a little see how fast we can get these combines around the turn?
You know, we hadn't thought about that, but that's a great idea. I'm going to take that one back to the staff this afternoon.
It's not a rumor, but maybe we can start one, you know. Well, you've had a chance to meet a bunch of farmers, these farmer leaders, others that are here. What are your thoughts or what's the feedback, things you hear from them about their involvement in your sport?
Well, it sounds like the partnership is working for them, and I think it was a very smart partnership to embark on, given NASCAR's popularity. And, you know, I don't know that there's a more credible platform than putting, you know, the ethanol blended fuel in these stock cars, because NASCAR prides itself on doing a tremendous amount of research before they make any changes. And one thing I know they're very, very focused on is putting good, safe and high performing fuel in the race cars and good tires on the race cars. So I think it's a compliment to that ethanol fuel blend that NASCAR believes in it enough to want to put it in their race cars and have these world-class athletes driving very high-performance race cars with that fuel in it.
Well, it's interesting we got to talk because we do a weekly poll on our websites, and this last week the question was basically, what do you think about ag-related sponsorships of sport events, not specific to any particular kind of sport? It was overwhelmingly positive that this is a good way to reach certain kinds of audiences. So certainly with NASCAR and the following that you guys have got, it's a huge audience, right?
No question about it. You know, I spent the last 12 years of my career at Gatorade, and that's a brand that certainly used sports sponsorship to promote its message very successfully. And it's the same kind of thing, you know. At a NASCAR venue, it's a very much a community affair. That's what makes the sport so unique. So we'll have fans on site for 3 or 4 days, planning their vacations around it. They're camping at our property looking for things to do. And so it's a great forum, I think, for the Illinois corn growers and farmers in general to be able to promote that message, that valuable message about the role that they play and the ethanol-based fuel to that audience that's out there over 3 or 4 days looking for things to do. So I think that's what makes NASCAR so unique. And not unlike the farming community, it's generation after generation that has been involved in farming, and that's what you have with NASCAR. You know, dad took son to the race, and then the grandfather took the son, and it passes down that generation. So a lot of synergies, I think, between the two.
Well, it's great to have you out here and to get to see get a little more exposure to some of this other kinds of equipment that, you know, doesn't go across or round and round or like the race cars do. But these guys out here I know are big fans and supportive. I've certainly talked to lots of them. So it's been great talking here with Scott Paddock. He's president of Chicagoland Speedway. And from the 2011 Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.